Everybody loves Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Everybody loves Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits.
Yes, the plaintive tones of, who'd we say this was?
Not like sure.
Who?
I don't remember.
Like John Mayall and the Blues Breakers?
Like Simply Red?
Remind us all that it is time for Community Quick Hits, but before we get into that, we must tell everybody that the rant will be at Circuit City in Louisville this Saturday. From 10 until noon, that's at Stimmons and Hebron up that way. You can register to win ticket t-shirts. There will be a couple of very foxy ticket chicks out there. Papa John's will run in some free pizza. And you'll find incredible grand opening savings in every department at Circuit City this Saturday with the rant.
You know who will be there to eat some of that free pizza, I bet?
Who?
Hong Kong Paul.
Always a player when there's free food.
Don't rule them out. All right, now, Community Quick Hits.
Here's Cobra. Several places we could go for Community Quick Hits. We could discuss amongst ourselves the hubbub that has been caused by the new Walmart being built off the tollway in Park Road in Plano. I don't know if you guys saw that or not. The Plano community is all worked up over this, saying that it will cause extra traffic up by the tollway.
Mm-hmm. What they're really saying is that it will cause extra white trash.
True. See, at Community Quick Hits, we don't pull any punches. We don't try to cover up anything. We speak straight from the hip.
But what they don't realize is
here we go again.
There is plenty of white trash in Plano.
Or hip speak.
Is there?
Yes, there is.
You just have to know where to look.
Right. You have to know where to look.
There's plenty of it, but you don't want more plenty of it.
Right. You don't want more. You don't want extemporaneous white trash from neighboring communities invading the space of Plano.
Is it because the connotation of Walmart, period? Because I know a lot of people who go to Walmart that aren't white trash. But most of them are. Let's be frank with one another.
And that's what they fear.
Since we are on Community Quick Hits.
That's what they fear.
But the big story of Community Quick Hits, so I guess we could cover Andre Agassi withdrawing from Wimbledon.
He's not from this area,
weird.
I don't believe.
Why would you include that? That's a sports topic.
Sport.
You're trying to touch the sports base.
Are you clear on what Community Quick Hits are?
Listen, this is the 534th time we've done this segment. Mm-hmm. I think I know my Community Quick Hits.
All right.
Or you mean the fourth?
You count however you want. Or we can discuss.
All right, I count by ones, not by by hundreds like you.
It's the superlative snake.
We can discuss the Dallas Police Department's idea of putting up Johns, the pictures of Johns on the internet.
Not just Johns, sexual offenders.
Oh, all of them?
Yeah, yeah. They're on here for prostitution, public
lewdness. They're already on there?
Yes, they're on there.
Indecent exposure.
How do I look?
Go to dallaspolice.net. And I'd like for you to look along so you can help me describe some of the characters that are on here, Danny. Because this was in either Saturday's or Sunday's paper. I don't recall.
I don't understand how they're not violating rights of these individuals.
Well, they're not, because Denver's done the same thing, and that's they got the idea from the city
really?
Of Denver that they were arrested. Well, anybody's arrest is a matter of public record.
Right, but let's just say that you've been arrested and you're found not guilty. It was all a big mix-up, and there's your picture on there saying that, you know, you tried to get a hooker.
Well, I guess they skirted it by putting up here the disclaimer, all persons are considered innocent until proven guilty
in
a court of law.
Oh, that's up there?
Law. Oh, yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Now, so, see, I back the blue, Kevin, but I do not black their back
black.
Hip. Sorry.
Hip was zip,
I don't,
hip.
I don't back their clever, lengthy flash file at the beginning of their website.
I didn't get the flash file. I'm looking at yours right now, and I didn't get that.
What a beating.
Yeah, well, sorry, man. DallasPolice.net.
Oh, skip intro.
Well, we'll go ahead and out all these people, and then if they're innocent, they can give us a call and let us know, and, you know, we'll go back and say sorry at that time. Just, we'll read some of the, just describe some of the people on here, Mike, and I'd like for you to maybe look along here with me as we go down
all
the
right.
list here, people that have been arrested, and we'll kind of go over their arrests. The first one, named Mendoza. He was born in 82. He's 5'6", 160. I'd like for you to notice, too, some of the heights and weights that some of these men are, and maybe
now tell me what these men have been.
Prostitution.
Okay.
This one for prostitution. And you might feel a little pang of sorrow for some of these prostitutes, knowing they have to lay under some of these men.
Right.
Here's another man, Lopez, who was arrested for prostitution. El Gasai, arrested for prostitution.
Can stop right there. I see a pattern developing here, Kevin.
And what is that?
A pattern so absolutely random.
Most of these arrests are for prostitution.
That there is some sort of link here. It seems that the last names of most of these quote-unquote offenders comes from the Hispanic side of town.
Hear me out on this.
Coincidence.
Just hear me out on this. Let me read most of the names, and I'll let you come up with your determination.
Go ahead.
Can't find it.
Here's Miles. Okay. He is 6'2", 400 pounds.
Oh, my God.
And he's from Lake Dallas, Texas. He was arrested on May the 18th for prostitution. Here's another young man.
Mahmoud.
Mahmoud. He's only 5'10", 150. He was born in 1953.
Oh,
and
no.
He was also arrested for prostitution. Here is a young man, last name Lucas, 5'7", 140. He's born in 74, so he's, what, 28 years old?
I see a pattern developing here.
Okay. What is that?
It seems that almost everybody after the first three Mexicans you read has been between the age of 20 and 50 and between the weight of 110 and 160.
That's kind of a broad pattern, but Mike, if you could, go ahead and read that name for me there that was arrested for prostitution.
That would be Rumbo Jesus Conde.
All right.
That funny.
He was arrested.
Figure that out.
He was arrested for prostitution on May the 18th.
He goes 5'6", 150.
Okay.
Now, is he a prostitute?
No.
No.
He's
a John.
He's a John.
So he's soliciting, or?
Yes.
Is that what that would be called?
He's soliciting.
Solicitation. Mm-hmm. Just to clue everybody in on prostitution, and this is what makes Community Quick Hit so successful, is we actually allow people to get inside the minds of the police officer and the lawyers and the litigators amongst the area. If you're a John, that means that you're trying to score some either Cleve and or, let me see, Tom Grieve, can you maybe help
me
out? Maybe Tom can just pipe in here.
Leave him out of this.
Giant beaver.
Right, Tom.
Leave him alone.
Well, our next man here is Polk, and I believe he might be the first African-American gentleman that
stop
has
right there. I see a pattern developing. It seems
he
every
5'9", 280.
Every name you're reading has the last name of a former president.
Condi?
Polk.
Well,
Lucas?
We had Rumbo Jesus
I'm
Condi
saying
before.
From Polk.
Oh, from Polk. Okay, from this point forward.
Right.
Here's another young man, Hinojosa. Drectra? I don't really know what name that is.
Well, the Mexicans love them some prostitutes, don't they?
Drectra seems to be a Caucasian. Here's a green.
He was born in 1932, which would make him how old?
Old.
Too old.
72.
For fours.
No. Yeah, 72.
72, yeah.
I think it was older than that. 72, boy. That's
can't
a little
you
old.
Just
than,
I don't know.
Mr. Green from Dallas is 5'10", 350.
Yeah, 72.
Oh, my.
So a lot of these are men of size, right?
How about this one? Mr. Turner, or should I say Mrs. Turner, who was arrested for public lewdness. Care to venture a guess what gender that person is?
If I just saw the picture, save for the 5 o'clock shadow, I would say it's a woman.
So we have a tranny.
Yeah, we got a tranny arrested for public lewdness. Check that out, Corby.
Oh, gross!
How'd you like to pick that up in a dark alley?
God!
For those of you following at home on your monitor.
It looks like...
Well, it's an African-American person with long hair, a 5 o'clock shadow, and a big old honker. And, you know, we'll just skip down here.
Well, they're trying to do this.
And most of those were arrested during the day. Most of these guys were arrested at night. I particularly like the photo of this one guy down here who seems to be posing for it. He's kind of has his arm outside his car, arrested inside his car soliciting prostitution. And then we have the women below that who are actually
whores.
Smiling. Yeah, well, it's public lewdness. And I guess the guys get arrested for prostitution, the women for public lewdness.
So he just thought he'd have his picture made with him while he was at it?
he's leaning outside his car. But these women, almost all the women are smiling in their pictures.
Are they hot?
Yeah, they're real hot, Danny. Whores are just freaking awesome, man.
And this one chick, she must have made her pimp mad because he busted her in the eye.
Oh, no.
She's bleeding all in her eye.
Oh,
yeah.
Too bad.
Sorry for Mrs. Pitts from Arlington there.
That's a bummer.
And all they're trying...
4'11", 100.
Oh, God.
So is this a good idea?
Yeah, they're just trying to embarrass these people into not... Just because their picture's up there, they think that that's going to shame them into not going after hookers again or shame them into, you know, not committing whatever sexual crime they've been committing anymore. Is it... I don't know if it works. I guess if Denver did it and they took a page out of...
I guess they've found some success with it.
Yeah.
Until somebody starts suing them, and they'll continue to do this. I just thought it was funny looking at all their pictures. All the guys kind of embarrassed about it. They get arrested for prostitution, can't get any. And all the women, they're just smiling, man. They couldn't be happier to be on the DPD website.
Boy, well, this proves once again that everybody loves community quick hits.
Let's go and work the phones.
What?
Huh?
Let's do that next.
Well, we're ending the show.
Right.
We don't take calls on community quick hits.
We don't actually involve...
It's a standalone segment.
We don't involve the community in community quick hits.
Well, let's get to the audio portion, and then we'll take some calls next.
Now, I do understand that there were two animals that were knocking down a couple of trees over by White Rock Lake. Now, I don't know the names of these animals. Maybe Tom Grieve can help us out, because they were really gnawing at these...
Giant beaver.
Right. So look out for those as you jog around the lake this weekend.
Just an excuse to play the drop.
I eat boogers.
We'll get to that next community quick.
What else?
That's it.
That's all?
Yes.
And we'll read the emails right after this.
Only some standalone segment this is. All right, let's gear up for the 2-minute drill, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next here on the ticket.